And now, My Little Margie, starring Gale Storm and Charles Farrell.
Margie's father, Vern Albright, is a very social-minded person. He likes nothing better than a good time. Right now, he and his girlfriend, Connie, are preparing to go out for the evening against daughter Margie's wishes.
Dad, you've been nightclubbing every night this week. Don't you think of your health once in a while?
Nope.
Remember, you're not a kid anymore.
Well, that doesn't worry me. I found the secret of youth.
I know. You lie about your age.
Don't be silly.
Margie, we're fixing to go to the Club Capri tonight. Would you and Freddie like to come along?
Oh, no thanks, Connie. That dance floor is too crowded. Remember the last time I went? I was waltzing with Freddie, and at the same time, I was doing a rumba with a guy in back of me.
I'd be glad to go to the nightclub with you, Connie.
Mrs. Odette, how did you know that we were talking about nightclubs?
A little bird told me.
A little bird? What was a little bird doing in our keyhole?
Mr. Albright, are you accusing me of listening at your keyhole? Why, I would never stoop to do a thing like that. I have to squat.
Such a gay nightclub mood.
On account of what happened to my shape. I used to have what they called an Indiana figure.
An Indiana figure?
A large South Bend. But if you take me nightclubbing, I'll go with Cinderella.
Well, if you find a Prince Charming, let me know, Mrs. Odette, and we'll make it a foursome. What do you say, Margie? Sure you won't come along?
No, not tonight, Dad, thanks. Freddie's coming over to talk to me about something very important.
Something important?
Mm-hmm.
What?
I don't know. He just said he had something important on his mind.
Oh, I wish I knew what it was. I can't imagine Freddie having anything important on his mind. Come to think of it, I can't even imagine Freddie with a mind. Having a good time, Connie?
Oh, it was marvelous.
Oh, I'll say.
I'm glad you're finally relaxing, sugar. For the past half hour, you've had a puzzled look on your face. Is anything the matter?
Oh, not really. I was just wondering what Freddie wanted to talk to Margie about. What could be so important?
Maybe their future together.
Their future together?
Don't be so astonished, Ben. After all, it's possible. Freddie's been going with Margie for a long time now.
Okay, I'll give him a pension.
There's nothing strange about Freddie wanting to get married. Human beings do those things, you know.
Since when is Freddie a human being?
Why are you always so dead set against the boy?
Because things always go wrong when he's around. He crossed in front of a black cat the other day, and the cat's had bad luck ever since.
Don't get upset, Sugar Plum. I only said maybe he and Margie are getting serious. Naturally, I don't know for sure.
Oh, I'm probably being foolish, worrying about it. What could Margie possibly see in an nincompoop like Freddie Wilson anyway?
Who knows? Love is a strange thing. Don't you believe Margie could be happy with a boy like Freddie?
Well, maybe, if the boy isn't too much like Freddie.
It's very nice of you to sit with me while I wait for Freddie, Mrs. Odette.
I'm very happy to keep you company, Margie.
And besides, you can hear a lot better inside than you can at the door. Isn't that true?
Oh, bless you.
You know something, Mrs. Odette? I'm going to do you a big favor. I'm going to put two keyholes in our door. One for the key and one for you.
Oh, how wonderful. I'm going to see to it that you get a special award for that from my organization, Gossips Anonymous.
Special award?
Oh, yes. Our Distinguished Service Medal. It'll look very nice on you, Margie. It shows a radar antenna with the shape of a human ear. And below it is our motto, Super Duper Keyhole Snooper.
Hello, Mrs. Odette. Hi, Margie.
Hello, Freddie. You look worried.
Oh, it's a very important thing I have to tell you about. You see, I got a letter from my uncle and aunt, Mr. and Mrs. Freddie Wilson.
Your uncle's name is Freddie Wilson, too?
Yeah, I was named after him. We both have the same name.
Is that what you came to see me about, the fact that you and your uncle had the same name?
Oh, not exactly. You see, my aunt and uncle have been married for 25 years.
Gluttons for punishment, aren't they?
Mrs. Odette, please. Go on, Freddie.
Well, they want to go away on a second honeymoon to Niagara Falls, and they want to stay at Honeymoon Hotel, the same place they had their first honeymoon, but they can't get reservations.
Well, what's that got to do with you?
Well, they think I'm a big shot with influence, so they wrote to me asking me to help them. But I don't know anybody in Niagara Falls, so I thought maybe I'd come over and ask if you knew anybody.
No, I don't know a soul up there. I'm sorry, I wish I could help.
Why don't you ask me, Freddie? I've spent so many honeymoons at that hotel that now they give me a special rate.
Really? Gee, I didn't know that. How come you got married so many times?
Oh, I just did it for a lark. I gave all my husbands the birds.
Freddie, Mrs. Odette has been married so many times that now, when she walks down the aisle, they don't play Here Comes the Bride. They play I Love a Parade.
Freddie, when is this reservation supposed to be for?
A week from today.
Okay, give me that phone. Hello? Long distance? Get me the Honeymoon Hotel in Niagara Falls. Thank you. You've got nothing to worry about, Freddie. This is a safe. Hello? Honeymoon Hotel? This is Florence Odette. Do you remember me? Well, listen, I'd like a favor of you. I want you to reserve a suite for Mr. and Mrs. Freddie Wilson. Yes, yes. A week from today. It's their second honeymoon, so give them the same suite they occupied 25 years ago. Thank you. Goodbye. And I'll be seeing you, I hope. It's all fixed, Freddie. All they want is for the Wilsons to send them a telegram confirming this telephone conversation.
Okay, I'll send it for them.
I'll help you write it right now, Freddie.
Thanks. And thank you, Mrs. Odette. You're a great pal. I gotta hand it to you.
That's what my husband used to do. Every payday.
Evening, Ben. Thank you.
Oh, so did I. And it's nice to have a girlfriend who lives in the same building with you. Saves that long ride home all alone.
I know. That's why I moved in here. I used to hate to bring you home and then ride back all alone.
Say, how about coming into my place for a nightcap?
All righty.
Oh, sit down, Connie, and I'll fix a drink. Say, what's this note?
Let's see. Oh, it's not a note. It's a copy of a telegram to the Honeymoon Hotel in Niagara Falls. This is to confirm our phone conversation reserving honeymoon suite week from today. Son, Mr. and Mrs. Freddie Wilson.
What? Oh, no. Freddie and Marge are getting married. Oh, Connie, you were right. This is terrible.
Say, what's all this shouting about?
Mrs. Odette, where's Marge and Freddie?
They went to a late movie.
You know anything about this telegram to Niagara Falls?
Sure, I helped make the reservation. You know what I think? It's charming.
Well, you know what I think? It's alarming. Thank you, Mrs. Odette. Now leave me, please. I'll see you later. Oh, thank goodness that old busybody is gone.
I heard that.
Mrs. Odette, good night and go to sleep. I'm plugging up the keyhole.
Healthy.
Oh, Connie, I've got to do something. The reservation's a week from today, isn't it?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, I've got a week to stop that marriage.
Now back to My Little Margie. Well, Vern Albright is determined to prevent what he thinks is the forthcoming elopement of Margie and Freddie. He's finally figured out a plan and is all set to put it into operation. Connie drops in to see him.
Hello, Vern. Vern Albright, what in the world are you doing in that wheelchair?
Well, this is a part of my plan to break up that elopement. I'm going to convince Marge that I'm old and feeble and need her constant care and attention, and then she'll never leave me and marry Freddie Wilson. When she gets married, I want her to marry a man of the world.
Freddie's a man of the world?
I'm talking about this world. Now, Connie, promise me you won't give me away.
But, Vern, it's so unfair.
I just want to stop this elopement. Then later on, after Margie thinks it over, if she still wants to marry Freddie, I won't stand in the way.
Hello, Dad. Freddie and I were... Dad, what are you doing in that wheelchair?
Margie, you might as well face it. I've tried to hide it from you for a long time, but your father is just a broken-down old man.
Oh, Dad, that's ridiculous.
Oh, no, it's not. Oh, for years, I've been driving myself at a tremendous rate of speed, and now my motor is beginning to sputter.
Maybe you ought to have your valves ground.
Or your carburetor overhauled. Or maybe the trouble's in your hydromatic.
Personally, I think he just needs a change of oil. Well, I've got to run along. So long, old man. Gosh, Dad, I can't figure out how this came on you all of a sudden.
Well, that's the way life is, Margie. A man goes along full of bounce, and then one day he stops bouncing and he's through.
Same thing happened to an uncle of mine. He stopped bouncing and he was through, too. The circus fired him.
The circus?
Yeah, he was the India rubber man.
Freddie, this is no time for jerks. I mean, jokes.
You were right the first time. I tried to put this off, Margie, but I'm afraid Father Time has caught up with me. Margie, I'm just old and bent.
We're practically in the same boat. You're old and bent, and I'm young and broke.
Poor me. Poor, poor me. I need the care and attention of my little baby girl. Margie, say you'll never leave me. Say it.
Okay. You'll never leave me.
Margie, baby, you're all I've got left in the world. Hand me my medicine, baby. That stuff in that big bottle.
What is it?
A tonic. It's full of iron. Now hand me that little bottle.
What's that for?
Prevents rust.
Is there anything I can do for you, Mr. Albright?
Yes. Get lost. Now get a footstool, Margie. Put my feet up on it. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good girl. Now read to me. Freddie, I'm sorry if I was harsh to you.
Oh, that's okay, Mr. Albright.
And when I go, I'm going to leave you the Empire State Building.
The Empire State Building? Gosh, do you own it?
No.
Then how can you leave it?
Well, I can't take it with me.
Come in, Margie. Sit down, dear, and have a cup of coffee. You look tired.
Oh, I'm beat.
Oh.
What a relief it is to get out of the apartment. Old Methuselah is driving me batty. For 3 days now, I've been waiting on him hand and foot. I don't get it, Mrs. Odette. He's no more feeble than I am. He's got some sneaky trick up his sleeve.
What kind of a trick?
I wish I knew. I've been out of the house in 3 days. I'm getting tired of standing around waiting for him to yawn.
Why do you have to stand by when he yawns?
After he yawns, I close his mouth for him.
Come in, Freddy.
Hi, Mrs. Odette, Margie. Look, I got a telegram from Honeymoon Hotel confirming the reservations for my aunt and uncle. It says, Mr. and Mrs. Freddie Wilson have reserved same suite which you occupied on your first honeymoon.
Ah, that's swell.
Oh, I wish I were a blushing bride going on a honeymoon again. Just think. Somewhere in this world is a selfish bachelor cheating me out of a trip to Niagara Falls.
Gee, Margie. Gee, wouldn't it be wonderful if the Mr. and Mrs. Freddie Wilson that were going on their second honeymoon were you and me?
You and I?
That's what I said, me and you.
Oh, look, Margie. Look across the courtyard. You can see your living room from here. Connie just came in to see your father.
Look at the way he jumped out of his wheelchair to greet her.
Oh. Wow, look at that kiss he gave her.
Oh.
That's no old man's kiss.
Looks like they're arguing about something now.
Hand me those field glasses. Yeah. I want to see what they're talking about.
See what they're talking about?
Yes, I read lips.
Here's the glasses. What are they saying?
Well, I'll just give you the highlights. It seems your father found a copy of that telegram Freddie sent to the honeymoon hotel, and he thinks the reservation was for you and Freddie.
Of all the fantastic ideas. What are they saying now, Mrs. Odette?
Well, I'll take another look. Ooh! Connie just said, the Jennikins. What all is wrong with Freddie all?
And what did Dad say?
Censored. Margie, your father was just playing on your sympathy by pretending to be old and feeble. He figured you wouldn't leave him.
What a sneaky trick. Well, I'll get even with him.
How?
With a sneaky trick of my own. How else? So he thinks we're going to get married, huh? Well, I'll go him one better. I'll let him think we're already married. Freddie, let me have that telegram you just got.
You mean you're going to pretend that it's us that are going on a second honeymoon?
Yep.
Tell me, Margie, just in case anybody asks me, how long have we been married?
Long enough to have a baby.
A baby?
Yes.
Tell me another thing. As the father, I have a right to know. What do we have, a boy or a girl?
We have a boy. His name is Olaf.
Olaf? Why, that's the name of the janitor's baby, Olaf Jensen.
I know. I'm going to borrow him for a while.
Hello, Margie. I'm glad you're back. I'm just a lonely old man when you're away.
Dad, I'm afraid you're going to have to be lonely all by yourself for a while. Freddie and I are going away on our honeymoon.
What? Oh, Margie, you're not going through with this. You can't marry Freddie.
Oh, we're already married. This is going to be our second honeymoon.
Second honeymoon? What? How long have you been married?
Long enough to have a baby.
A baby?
Yes. Freddie, dear, bring the baby in to see his grandfather.
Hello, father-in-law.
Oh, Freddie, you lame brain, knuckle-headed...
Please! Not in front of the baby.
This is my grandson?
Isn't he cute, Dad?
He doesn't look much like Freddie.
Well, that's what I said. Isn't he cute?
Oh, well, Marge, as long as you're already married, I guess there's nothing I can do about it.
Well, you can stop being a lonely old man and start being a grandfather. Freddie and I have to do some shopping. You take care of the baby while we're gone.
You mean you want me to babysit?
That's one of the first duties of a grandfather.
But, Margie...
See you later, Dad.
You can't leave me alone with him.
You keep out of this.
All right. All right. I'm sorry. You know, you're a cute little fellow at that. You're an all right. You've got my eyes and nose. All right, I take it back. Come in. Oh, hello, Mr. Honeywell.
Hello, Albright. I just... Holy mackerel. Where'd that baby come from?
Haven't you ever heard of the birds and the bees?
Huh?
Mr. Honeywell, allow me to present my grandson. Grandson, this is my boss.
Grandson? You mean Margie and Freddie are married?
Yeah, she kept a secret all this time. You know, I...
What's he crying for?
I don't know. Probably hungry. When did you eat last, Kitty Cool?
I had bacon and eggs this morning.
I mean the baby. Now, let's see what we've got in the refrigerator. Well, there's some salami here, liverwurst, hamburger, and some leftover chop suey.
Oh, no, babies don't eat that stuff.
It's so long since I've taken care of a baby. Well, maybe he's already eaten.
Well, then maybe he wants to be burped. Go on and burp him.
How?
Throw him over your shoulder.
Okay, but be ready to catch him. I think it's something else is bothering him. Mr. Honeywell, stand by to assist.
Okay.
Powder.
Powder.
Diaper.
Diaper.
Pins.
Pins.
How does he look?
Pretty good. All right, you fix a mighty tidy-didy.
Now what?
Oh, I think we've got to amuse them. They say the best way to make a baby stop crying is to make funny faces at them.
Well, go ahead, Mr. Honeywell. Make a funny face.
All right.
It worked.
Well, I haven't started yet. Wait a minute. I'll bet I know what it is. He probably wants a bath. Let's give him one.
Oh, he'll drown in the bathtub. We better stick him under the shower.
No. Well, let's bathe him in the sink.
Okay. Come on, little fella. Up you go.
There.
We're going to give you a bath.
All right. Don't tell him what you're going to do. It only scares him. Come on, baby. We're going to give you a B-A-T-H.
That's Freddy's son, all right. He can't even spell. Turn the water on in the sink. Well, I guess that's about enough.
That'll do it.
Okay, baby. In you go.
I like it.
Feels good, huh? Okay. I guess you've had enough.
Now, look, I'll dry him off with this towel.
Not so hard. You're supposed to use powder. Here, sprinkle some of this talcum powder on him.
Okay.
He likes it. I guess it tickles him. Sprinkle some more on him.
Yeah.
Give him some more. Not in his mouth. Now he's got the hiccups.
There's only one cure for hiccups. I'll scare him.
Well, go ahead.
Boo! Where? You're cured.
Now I've got him. Well, Margie, I'm certainly glad everything is cleared up and you're not married to Freddy.
Well, if you hadn't been so quick to jump to conclusions and didn't play that trick on me, I never would have let you believe I had a baby.
Oh, well, it's all over. And now I'm going to pick up Connie and we're going to do the town.
Oh, come in, Mrs. Jensen.
Mr. Albright, little Olaf is crying ever since they take him home. So I bring him back for you to take care of him again tonight, yeah?
No!
Dad, I'm afraid you can't get out of it. Mr. Jensen told me that if you don't take care of little Olaf, he's going to shut off our steam heat. Yeah, Mrs. Jensen.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Keep you cool, baby. Come to Grandpa Vern.
Little Margie, starring Gail Storm and Charles Farrell, is based on characters created by Frank Fox and is produced and directed by Gordon T. Hughes. Freddie is played by Gil Stratton Jr. and Mrs. Odette is Verna Felton. This program has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.